listener production.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Why am I jealous of my ex?
I am so stressed all the time.
How do I get into a routine?
Is TikTok making me anxious?
I think I'm being manipulated.
Someone told me you could live with half a brain.
This is Do You Fucking Mind? Mindset Hacks for a Badass Life, hosted by me, Alexis Fernandez.
Hello, my beautiful beans, and welcome to the episode of today. So in today's episode, we've actually partnered with Medibank to bring you this episode, and it's all about habits. I'm talking about how to form new habits, why they're so great for your mental health, what's happening in the brain when you're forming a new habit. It's going to be short and sweet, so I want to get straight into the topic of today. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about when it comes to habits is what is happening in the brain when you are forming a habit, because your brain is constantly going through changes, through these neuroplastic changes. And when you think neuroplasticity, I think a lot of people think, you know, oh, it's, you know, my brain's rewired itself because maybe I had an injury and then maybe it's gone and, you know, created. And yes, that does happen with neuroplasticity when you're talking about extremes, but your brain is always molding and remolding and molding and remolding for the good and also for the bad, okay? In the sense of if you create a bad habit, you're going to have neuroplastic changes in a way that isn't helpful for you. But if you create a good habit, you're going to have these great neuroplastic changes that really help you. And because you're creating these changes on a structural level within the brain, it actually becomes easier for you to keep doing that thing or maintaining that habit, and it becomes easier to stay focused and to be productive. So what might feel like a struggle initially actually becomes a lot easier due to structural changes that are occurring in the brain. So this structural change that I'm referring to specifically is called long-term potentiation, or LTP. You might hear it if you study, you know, the brain or neuroscience, or maybe if you're just really into this, you might have heard LTP before. So LTP is defined as long-lasting increase in synaptic efficacy following high-frequency stimulation of afferent fibers. So let's break that down. So long-lasting increase, which is obviously there's been an increase in something and it's long-term. It's not just a temporary spike. It becomes this long-term thing. In synaptic, synapses are the connection between cells, neurons. Efficacy meaning the ability to produce a desired or an intended result. So long-lasting increase in synaptic efficacy. And this is due to high-frequency stimulation of these fibers, afferent fibers, which are the ones that carry information from receptors to the central nervous system. That's afferent. Efferent is the other way around. So what's happening? It's basically a strengthening of synapses. So you're not only getting the synapses communicating, the cells communicating, but they are getting strengthened. And the reason for this is when you're getting cells firing in a sequence repeatedly, the same cells bang onto this cell, bang onto this cell, bang onto this cell, you then start to see this upregulation in receptors on those cells, because the brain's kind of noticing a pattern. It's noticing this connection is happening and it's happening again and again, or it's happening with multiple cells around the same exercise or the same behavior or the same movement or the same whatever it is that you're doing. So then it thinks, okay, well, I need to strengthen this pathway. I need to strengthen the synapses between these cells. So therefore, there's going to be kind of like an increase in these receptors for glutamate specifically, okay? And then with this increased activity, the repetition of activity, then you're getting this increase in the receptors. And that is what then strengthens these pathways, and it's called long-term potentiation, and that is a form of neuroplasticity. So why are habits so important? Because when you are repeating something again and again and again, you get this strengthened pathway within the brain, this LTP, this neuroplasticity. You have formed it, you have created it yourself due to repetition of behavior. And then because of that, it becomes easy for you. So that explains why, and I'm not just talking about it, well, in this episode, I'm talking about habits, but that explains why when you're first driving, remember the first time we got into a car? Oh my God, it was like all the sensors were on high alert. It felt like the car took over four lanes and it was like, it's so into. And now, do you ever think about the act of driving when you're driving? You've created all these neuroplastic changes. You've created a habit. You've created, there's been all these cells firing in the same sequence when you get in the car, when you understand how the car feels, all of that. You've created these very, very strong pathways. You're almost doing it on autopilot. And this idea of doing something on autopilot happens when you create enough repetition, enough strengthening of pathways, enough of this LTP going on in the brain, that your brain kind of thinks, I'll take it from here. You've done it enough times consciously, I can now do it for you, whether it's subconscious or whether it's semi-subconscious, in the sense that you can be kind of on autopilot when you do it. It's the same thing when you watch, like, look at tennis players, for example. Before they serve, they have the exact same thing that they do before they serve. It's like a setup to get into this pattern. So it's the identical movement every single time. And that way the brain is able to replicate the movement a lot better. They get into that setup. It also helps calm them down and calm their nervous system down. But it's this kind of setup, bang. It's the same setup every time. And it helps them follow through a lot better than if they were kind of this disjointed behavior every time they were going to serve, doing something different. Okay. You view a lot of different athletes and you'll notice very specific repetitive behaviors, because it makes what they're doing a lot more streamlined and perfect if it's repeated in the same sequence every single time. And that is how the brain works. So you can understand that this can be applied to physical habits, procedures, thoughts, beliefs, emotions. The most important thing, though, when it comes to creating a habit is that initially it has to be intentional. Whether you're trying to create permanent change in a physical movement, whether you're trying to create, say you wanted to walk differently with better posture, you've got to be present and you have to be intentional about it. If you want to create habits in the morning, initially you have to be intentional about it. For you to create efficient change, you've got to be very aware of what you're doing, at least at the beginning. You've got to be, you know, paying attention to not doing it wrong. So you've got to make sure that it's in the right sequence every time. And then when you do that, then your brain will take over and do it for you. Because if you went the other way, if you're always sitting with horrendous posture, if you're always like slouching, if you're whatever, then your brain will also do it for you, but it's in a way that you're not going to love. Okay. Now, why is it that habits positively impact our mental health? There's like 1,000 reasons, actually, why habits positively impact our mental health. There's so many reasons, but we'll go through a couple of them. So the first one is that you cut out a lot of the uncertainty that goes on in your life when you have a habit. So much of our time gets wasted. Our decision-making capabilities gets used up. So much of our, we're so easily distracted when we don't create a habit for ourselves. And being easily distracted is one of the things that makes us feel most annoyed about ourselves. At the end of the day, when you look back at the day, most of the time, the criticism you have for yourself is, I wasn't productive work-wise. I could have read a book. I could have actually done something enjoyable. And I've just done fuck all with my day because I was scattered. My attention was scattered. Habits are the antidote for that. Okay, they will stop the scattered mind. They will make you more productive because you're doing everything in a sequence of events. They will cut out a lot of decisions that you have to make because the decision has been made once. When you decide to make a habit, you actually make the decision once. Then all you have to do is follow through with that same one decision every day. Follow through. You're not thinking, ooh, what's the routine going to be this time? And then you change it up and then it doesn't really work. And then you change it up again and again and again and again. And you're wasting all this time. Okay. So that's one way that it helps your mental health. The second way is that our brains crave stability and consistency. And I've spoken about this before, but I'll touch on it again. So we've got a need for stability and consistency, and then we also have this need for adventure and the new and the exciting, but they exist together. There's not one person on this earth that is all one and not the other and vice versa. We need both. Some people might seem more adventurous, they still need stability. Habits create this mental and emotional stability. It is very grounding. It is very calming. It makes us feel safe. Okay. So on a psychological level, habits create a feeling of safety, okay? And then when you have that feeling of safety, because you're doing something in the right sequence, you know what's coming up, you know what the result is going to be, you can do it again and again and nothing's going to change, feels good, you're working towards something. When you feel that way, then your ability to be creative and spontaneous and whatever goes up because you're already servicing that need of feeling, you know, comfortable and feeling safe and feeling all these things. So then you're able to then go and feel more creative, feel more spontaneous, do more spontaneous things because, you know, 90% of the time you're feeling safe and whatever. So you feel more likely to do these fun, spontaneous things. So you become more fun loving as well. So to wrap it up, we're going to go into a quick 5 things to try if you feel that your mental health is taking a little bit of a dip, if you feel that you're not really on point when you're waking up. And there's just really basic things that you can try for free that's going to kind of tweak that and help you. So the first one is to create a routine. Now, I always bang on about a morning routine. But if you're someone that's like, my mornings are different every time. I work shifts, I do this, or whatever. That's fine. Create a routine. It could be anything. It could be the routine when you get home. From now on, every time you get home, I want there to be a sequence of events that are back to back. I get home, I put my bag away. I literally get changed straight away. I have 20 baby pickled cucumbers. I personally do. I then, you know, and it's just sequence. And then you're actually calmer. It's not this frazzled. I get home, I fall on the couch, I turn the TV on, and then I'm there for 3 hours. Okay. So create a routine. The second one is stay off devices. If you're feeling down from your mental health, if you're feeling your mental health is taking a dip, stay off the devices and actually reach out to someone for a conversation. One of the things that we are not in the mood to do when we're feeling down and flat is to call someone and reach out, but it's really one of the top things to turn your mood around very, very quickly, okay? The next thing is get outside into sunlight as early in the day as possible or just in the day if you didn't get out, you know, in the morning. You can still go out at lunchtime. You can still go out in the afternoon. Get some natural light into your eyes. It's going to make you feel good. You know what? Call your best friend while walking in the sunlight. That feels amazing, okay? Then something else that's really important is to create a hobby, have a hobby, be involved in something that is not related to your income. Because so often we stress, even if we love our job, because it's related to income and then income is related to our financial responsibilities, we then end up looking at our career as a source of stress, even if it's indirect, because it's linked to money. So to have a hobby that's purely you're doing something just for the sake of doing it without the intention to turn it into money later, just because you enjoy it, is a really, really good thing to do for your soul. It is like insurance for your mental health. It's incredible, okay? Because you can really dive deep, you can get into it, and there's none of these like pressures and stresses related to it. It's almost like a meditation in a way. And then of course, lastly, if you find that this is chronic, of course, go seek professional help, obviously. So speak to somebody, speak to your GP to start with if you're not sure where to begin, and they can help you from there. Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Hopefully you got something out of it. Hopefully you're able to use these tools, put them into practice. Hopefully I've made you, if you weren't convinced on the idea of habits, hopefully I've convinced you on the importance of habits for your mental health, for your productivity, for your focus, for your overall happiness, for pretty much every single area in your life. Thank you so much for listening. Love you guys so much. As always, remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to your brain. Don't take shit from anyone, and especially don't take shit from yourself. Danke!
Listener.